From Economics Matters by Lawrence Kotlikoff. Now is the time for Cuban and Stavridis to come to the aid of their country. These are chat-generated images. Cuban and Stavridis have no knowledge of, no responsibility for, and no association of any kind with this post. Neither has suggested running for any public office. This post is solely the opinions of myself and leading AIs. Economics Matters blog / podcast / financial riddler / maxi-fi puzzler. Almost half of Americans now identify as independents, up from one-third in 2000. No wonder. We have an 80-year-old extreme narcissist who, when not texting self-adulations and sleeping on the job, is focused on destroying our country from within and our alliances from without. Yes, Trump is confronting Iran, which remains hell-bent on delivering on its 47-year promised death to America. But everything points to another Taco/Neville Chamberlain moment and Trump going down in history as America's most incompetent, corrupt, and anti-American president. Regardless, the likely 2028 Republican presidential candidates will, to a man, be Trump bootlickers competing on their sole competency, the capacity to grovel. As for the Democrats, their new woke is being anti-Israel and borderline pro-Hamas/Iran, with PC anti-Semites, like Mayor Mamdani, grabbing the headlines, with 1 in 3 blues aligning with the Democratic Socialist left wing, and with Chuck Schumer and other ancient, do-nothing blue leaders refusing to get going or get gone. The Democratic nominee will likely be, yet again, anathema to, oh, most of the country. They are modern-day know-nothings with no clue as to how to address any of our nation's fundamental domestic and foreign policy problems. If ever there was a time for Middle America to stand up for itself, it's now. But that won't happen come 2028 election day unless the vast majority of us have independent leaders for whom to vote. In this regard, I asked several leading AIs for the best 2028 POTUS/VPOTUS ticket. Not to set up a third party, but to run as independents. They each responded with my preference businessman Mark Cuban as POTUS and retired Admiral James Stavridis as VPOTUS. Here's what perplexity I told me. If Mark Cuban ran for president, his biggest strengths would be his reputation as a pragmatic, business-minded problem solver and his willingness to focus on tangible issues rather than ideology. He has a public record of working on healthcare affordability through cost-plus drugs, which would appeal to voters frustrated with high costs. Supporters would also point to his communication style and leadership experience as an entrepreneur, since he has been described as direct, participative, and willing to listen. Another plus is that he is an independent, centrist voice, which could attract voters tired of party-line politics. I then asked the AIs who would be the best VP on a Cuban ticket. They all said James Stavridis. Perplexity put it this way, Stavridis would be a strong running mate for Cuban because he adds national security credibility, long public service experience, and a calm, disciplined style. His Navy and NAYTO background would reassure voters who want a vice president with deep foreign policy and defense expertise. He also has a reputation for leadership, strategic thinking, and communication. Politically, a retired Admiral could broaden appeal to independents and moderates by signaling seriousness, competence, and steadiness rather than ideology. The cost of obtaining independent POTUS/VPOTUS ballot status in all 50 states plus DC is, at most, $25 million. For billionaire Mark Cuban, that's a drop in the bucket. But presidential campaigns can cost $1.5 billion. That's what President Trump's 2024 campaign spent, including super PAC outlays. Show me the money is the first question anyone in the press and, indeed, the public asks about presidential candidates. Cuban's wealth would immediately clear that hurdle. Most of the public is, I'd wager, dying to contribute to a ticket that will protect, not attack our democracy, that will abide, not violate the rule of law, that will support, not denigrate our allies, that will restore financial solvency, not dump colossal bills in our kids' laps, that will end non-stop POTUS financial self-feeling, that will appoint competent officials, not imbeciles, that will implement a humane immigration policy, not organize black shirts that shoot people, including U.S. citizens, in the street, that don't defund and politicize basic research, that don't cheer on global warming and kill off clean energy initiatives, that support free trade, not ridiculous tariffs, which distort competition and constitute hidden taxes, that don't sign MUS, memos of unconditional surrender, with fanatics hell-bent on delivering nuclear bombs to our cities, that it would also signal his connection to the aber.001% who can set up big massive buck PACs on the MC/JS ticket's behalf. It also tells everyday Americans that the campaign is for real and that their campaign contributions aren't quixotic. I have no idea if Mark Cuban or Admiral Stavridis have any interest in running as my and the I's independent dream team in 2028, but let's assume they choose to do so. The instant they announce would be the instant our country changes direction. The Reds and the Blues would immediately realize that purple is the color of the day. They'd realize this because each extreme statement and action by either party would lead the press straight to MC/JS for a reaction, and that reaction would be adult, intelligent, civilized, and blunt. MC/JS, in my if it could be it would be fantasy, would be telling the country the truth about our nation's decline, including our fiscal insolvency, our de minimis national saving rate, our true degree of economic inequality, our social security system's near-term bankruptcy, our educational decline, our fiscal system's horrendous work and saving disincentives, the enormous waste and terrible results delivered by our balkanized healthcare system, and the ongoing fragility of our financial system. Lord knows the public is dying to hear from grown-ups. These instant reactions would quickly curb the enthusiasm for childish rants and grandstanding. They would also, in my dream, be laying out fundamental reforms of healthcare, the tax system, the welfare system, social security, the banking system, education, and more. My fantasy includes their adopting this platform or something close. I'm a nobody, but I'm a nobody with enough followers to light a match and see if this proposed American rescue mission catches fire. I'm also old enough to tell these young kids they have an obligation to serve our country at the highest level.